Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Went to dinner on Friday night, Hutsy, and we booked a table beforehand to make sure we had a spot.
Got to
have a meal and a couple of drinks with some friends. But then when we got to the venue on Friday night, we discovered that we didn't have a regular table and chairs.
Oh, no.
We were near the window with the big table.
The high chairs.
The big chairs. The stools. And so you kind of got to, like, boost yourself up onto it, and you never feel quite comfortable sitting on a stool, at least for me. I never feel comfortable. What about you?
Nah, I had this recently as well. Went out for dinner, same thing. Like, we booked well in advance, and then the actual table we got wasn't a booth or a table. It was, like, it was the chairs.
Yeah.
And you get in a spot where you feel like you're not quite as close enough or you're too far away.
You can't tuck yourself in.
You can't
pull your chair in on a stool because there's no, you're in danger of tipping the whole thing over attempt that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why stools are still a thing. The only people who should be using stools to sit on are like people wearing berets presenting an acting class. They're the only people that can use stools effectively. For the rest of us mere mortals, I'm like, I don't even know why stools became a thing. Who looked at a regular chair and goes, I like that, but it needs to be much higher and much more uncomfortable in social settings.
What was it based on, like a baby in a high chair? Like, that baby looks like it's having
a blast. That's what I wonder.
I could do that.
Or was it a pub or somewhere where it was like, oh, we got a rat problem. So we're just going to raise the chairs up so that way they can't bite at your ankles. Or there's problems with the toilet plumbing.
Yeah, it floods.
You may have noticed a bit of flooding.
Mm.
So we're just going to raise the chairs so that your cuffs are dry, you know, on your pants.
Yeah, it really is a trap because then after you go into the night, let's just say you're staying there for a while, maybe you've had 4, 5, maybe 6 beers, it becomes harder and harder to get on that stool every time. You've got no back on it. So the moment you try and even lean back slightly, that's it. You're a goner.
It's like you're trying to do a dismount off the pummel horse at the Olympics or something. You're like, half the time you just fall onto the ground. You're like, I don't know what's happening. And this is for blokes.
Yep.
It's difficult. Hats off to you ladies wearing skirts.
Good luck with
that. You know,
you can
see the look on people's faces when they rock up and they realize, like for girls, when they're wearing a dress or a skirt, and they're like, oh, God, stools.
Yeah, a little stepladder required next
to it. It's really hard, yeah. And if you're someone who's was it vertically challenged, not quite as high as the other kids, it can be really hard. And they don't offer you like a complimentary little stepladder or anything, a little boost up.
And if you're vertically challenged, sure, it can be a bit embarrassing when your feet can't even touch the bar.
That's it.
You're like, I can't get in the groove.
I feel like I'm a child again where your legs are like swinging around. I do that. I kick my legs on the stool like I'm a toddler. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think we need stools anymore.
I think we can do
at the bar, I guess, is fine.
Yeah.
But anywhere else, like in a restaurant-y type eating setting, I think you can ditch the stools.
No advantage.
Yeah. I think it's pretty much, I don't want to see stools left on the floor. It's the same thing they told when Nate Miles was in the NRL. That's what
right.
they told him.
Yeah.
No stools on the floor, Nate.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
You can't blame people for leaving the house in pyjamas, just how cold it has been over the weekend. Mm. Like, absolutely ridiculous in Canberra. I did see quite a few people that had left the house. They were still wearing dressing gowns, ducking into the local IGA and things like that. So sort of got me thinking. It's always a debate that comes up about people. It's like pineapple on a pizza. You've got people that are heavily on one side or heavily on the other when it comes to being able. Look, you're grown up, you can do whatever you want, but it's socially acceptable to wear pyjamas outside the house.
Exactly right. Like, take flannelette, right?
Mm.
I can wear a flannelette shirt outside, which has the checkered pattern, if I'm going for the lumberjack look.
That's right.
That's quite acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
If I wear my flannelette Hello Kitty pyjamas outside, not acceptable. Both made of the same material. If the pyjamas are buttoned up at the front with a collar, what's the difference between that and a button-up flannelette shirt?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What if you're someone who's cheated the system? You've been camping, right? And you've slept in whatever clothes you slept in, so they become your pyjamas, incidentally, and then you go out.
Well, see, this is why my pyjamas at the house are tracksuits. Like, I've got tracksuit hoodies and pants, tracksuit pants. And so I can, like, just walk out the door most days.
No one's going to know.
And, in downtown Bega, this is on trend.
That's right.
No one's going to bat an eyelid. But the funny thing is, like, if you do go to, like, the Bega Coles, like, sometimes late at night on Friday night, Saturday night, you're like, oh, I feel like an ice cream or whatever, or, like, whatever the dessert is, depending on the weather. You pop down the shops, and if it's, like, 10 o'clock, you see the people that have weighed up in their minds whether it's worth getting out of their pajamas. So you will see people in dressing gowns and Ugg boots because they've gone, by my calculations, there should be less than half a dozen people in that store who will see me in my pajamas, so it's worth the risk.
That's right. And those who are less narcissistic, it's like no one's just staring at you every time you go to the
shops. That's right.
The people at Coles or Woolies aren't waiting there with like a whole bunch of scorecards, putting up scorecards when you're walking in out of 10.
That's exactly it. But we're keen to hear from you. 1-300-92-1250. Is it okay to wear the PJs at the shops? We've got Annette from Bega on the phone. What do you think of the whole wearing PJs outside thing, Annette?
Horrifying.
Horrifying? It's not even not okay. Horrifying.
No, way beyond okay.
So you cringe when you see people in PJs outside the house if they're sneaking into Woolies or Coles or?
Yeah, well, I'm at the front end of Big W, so.
Oh, okay.
You've seen it all.
Yes, the hairy butt cracks, the... skirt's so short that they can't even scan their things at self-serve because they can't bend over. You know, the list just goes on.
Where do you put the PJs in that list? Is that at the very top or is that somewhere in the middle?
Oh, well, when that craze with the onesies came in, that was horrifying.
Has that ended? Oh, I better hang up my onesie.
Yeah, hang that up. No, not really, but when they first came out, it was a big thing and everyone was just turning up.
What about in these colder months, though, Annette, where it's, you know, it's hard just to get out of bed, let alone get changed into something else?
Oh, but tracksuit pants don't take long. Come on.
So you give tracky dacks a pass, but
tracky
not the
PJs. Tracky dacks a pass, as long as they stay on your waist and not hanging down around your knees.
All right. Enough.
What about this? What about reasonably dressed but Ugg boots?
Yeah, I don't mind the Ugg boot. I could cope with that.
The Uggs are all right. All Tick right. of approval
the
from
are
Annette.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. They're allowed in your store. Okay. Now we know.
Yeah, that's a go. That's all right.
Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts on PJs outside the house, Annette. Have a wonderful day.
Not a problem. You too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. All right.
There's certain things you can get away with. Ugg boots you can sort of get away with now, but if you're walking around with a onesie with a unicorn on the top of it, it's probably a bit of a giveaway that they're pajamas.
And I think it depends on what you do during the day.
Absolutely.
Well. Like if you're a barrister and you're going to court, the unicorn onesie, not a good look.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be contempt of court wearing that inside, but 1-300-92-1250. Are you like Annette where you give a big thumbs down to wearing PJs outside the house?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you love it? Mel's on the line though. Mel, you think you've got a solution for people who aren't sure whether they should wear pajamas outside? What do you do?
Hoodie. Hoodies out.
Yeah. You like to wear the pajamas out in public? It's okay?
My hoodie and my Uggies, yes. And where I work, it's a shed, like a tin shed where there's like no insulation.
Ooh.
So we've got a patio heater and I'll literally wear my hoodie for half the day.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be comfortable and warm. Why not?
That's it. And then once I defrost myself, then I can take it off.
Yeah. I reckon all bets are off when it came to fashion anyway. Once you started seeing people walk around with those jeans with the knee holes missing and all sorts of things and, you know, things cut up, you're like, if that's where it's going to be, then you'll be dressed up if you're wearing pyjamas outside the house.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
I wonder if we'll get to the day where everyone's wearing slankets in public. You know, the...
everyone's just wearing a muumuu.
Socrates,
just a sheet. That'll do.
My kids actually asked me for one of those when they were little.
Oh, there you go.
Rub them in the blanket when they're growing up. They're like, yeah, that's fashion. That'll work.
Yeah. Whatever keeps you warm and comfortable. Thanks for the call, Mel.
You're welcome.
See
Bye.
Ya. Bye. 1-300-92-1250. Give us a call. Tell us whether it's okay to wear the PJs outside. Sarah in Woolumla. Yay or nay when it comes to the outside PJs?
Yeah, I'm totally for it. Absolutely.
So you do this yourself, Sarah?
Yeah, for sure. Like, not all the time, clearly, and I'd make sure I didn't have any breakfast or anything all over it, but...
You make sure you're holding a bowl of cereal as you're walking in.
There's a bit of porridge on your flannel pyjamas. You're like, oh, I'm not going out looking like this.
I'm more of a toast person, but...
Oh, okay, right.
Have you ever had any looks when you've gone into shops wearing the PJs? Have you had any people like look like they're judging you, just looking at you going, ugh, what's... No.
Look, I honestly haven't noticed, but after seeing your post and seeing a few opinions, it actually made me think how many people have actually judged me for that.
But I like that you do this, Sarah. You live outside of the judgment of society.
Yeah.
You're comfortable in your own skin and your own pajamas, and you're willing to wear them outdoors. It's fine.
Yeah, I see customers come in wearing it, and I think it's great. Actually, it was only yesterday I was talking to a staff member and said that, oh, we should have another pajama week. At work?
Yeah. Just make sure when you encourage people to come into the store wearing what they wear to bed, make sure you say pajamas, because some people sleep nude.
That's just going to cause
confusion. Yeah. So.
Well, like, I'm not going to say that I don't, but, like, I do wear pajamas around the house.
Yeah.
We sell pajamas, so, like, when I see customers coming, I'm like, yeah, like, why not? As long as it's covering all your bits.
as long as, like Brad said, they're wearing the pajamas before they come into the store.
Yeah.
Not purchase them while they're in there.
Oh, well, keep flying the PJ flag, Sarah. Thanks for your input this morning.
No worries. Have a good day, guys. See ya.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people on our Power FM Bega Bay Facebook page are saying, you know what, it shouldn't be a problem. There's people saying that, no, it should never be. You should never be seen with, you know, pyjamas on outside the house. And I reckon there's a lot of people that have commented that work in retail as well.
Oh, okay.
Like Mandy says, you know, she's seen plenty of people, you know, come into Woolies with pyjamas, their Woodies, Ugg boots. I even saw this one bloke come in wearing only a pair of Bonds underpants and Ugg boots.
Oh, really?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
When it came to you growing up, tasks around the house, did you get paid to do chores or would you just have to do them without any monetary gain?
We got our weekly pocket money, so we would be expected to complete all our chores to get that.
What did you have? What was your duties within that?
Oh, just keep your room tidy, empty the bins. They were the main ones. Oh, we had to do dishes as well. We never had a dishwasher growing up, so it was always an argument over who would wash and who would wipe between my brother Stephen and I.
Yeah, my sister always had those arguments as well. Like, it was always usually I would have to wash and she'd wipe.
Yeah.
And her theory was she'd let me wash the dishes and I'd let them, and they'd sit there long enough in the rack, they'd just dry themselves anyway.
Yeah.
So what I would do, I'd keep wetting the dishes. Just to go, here you go. Nah, you're not getting away that easy.
And I used to hate wiping. Oh. It's the worst because you dry the dish, which takes more effort than washing it, and you got to put it away where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I just remember as a kid just going, I wish I was in a Greek family so we could just smash all the plates.
The dishes.
Like, I just assumed that's what they did at the end of a meal.
Yeah. We got to one stage when I was growing up that Mum got sick and tired of doing the washing up. We had paper plates and cutlery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, plastic cutlery and paper plates. I'm not joking. That's okay. Actually where it went to. But
Smart kids place. This
day and age, chores, are they doing them? Maybe, maybe not. But it turns out if they have been doing tasks around the house, well, it could improve their cognitive function, supposedly.
Mm.
The parents of more than 200 children were asked to complete a questionnaire, revealing those who rated higher for memory, problem solving and general cognitive function completed some form of housework. Outcomes were even better for those who helped outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so kids that have been doing some chores around the house, apparently their cognitive function, memory and things like that, retaining information, it's all up there.
So what you're saying is if they do the chores now, chances are they'll be more successful in life.
Supposedly.
So you look at your most successful people, like your Elon Musks or
That's
Jeff
right.
Bezos or whatever, they loved doing chores when they were kids, got
I
stuck
guess
in.
So.
Maybe.
Supposedly. Naming your child Champ is just not enough this day and age to put it on the right track. But like you heard as well at the tail end there, it actually improves even more if they're doing skills and things outside of the house too.
Outcomes were even better for those who helped outdoors.
Any activities that sort of get you outside and doing physical activity have been shown to improve your brain health.
Benefiting children as young as 5.
Researchers say children who develop working memory, time management and organisational skills earlier than their peers are more likely to become high achievers once they finish school.
Oh, it's like, that's where I went wrong. I wasn't doing enough chores when I was growing up.
Yeah. And I guess the whole idea of them getting the kids outside the house as well, because some kids would be like, oh, sure, I'll do more chores. I'm just going to play Chore Simulator on PlayStation.
You'd have to walk the PlayStation outside and they'd be walking out with it as you're doing it as well. But, yeah, so it looks like kids who do chores, they've got a more accelerated learning, retaining information, so that's great for them. But you're probably thinking about, what about the kids who didn't embrace chores growing up? People like, you know, me and you. So what happens? You end up in radio, and I think for other people that those skills don't develop. Well, they do develop other skills, evasive skills. Just ask Centrelink.
Oh.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.